Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned into Chaos Radio. Your host, Derek
Oliver.
What's up out there, radio world? This is the Chaos Talk Show with your host, the one and only Derek Oliver.
It's chaos time.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hello? You on now,
Hello?
Dog?
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
You hear me now?
I hear you now.
All right.
It's all you.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
You're going. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. All right. All right. This is Elder Bazaar. Had a little technical trouble, but we got it on the line. We got it on the line. This is Watchmen on the Wall, End Time, Radio, Internet, YouTube ministry. Amen. I'm trying to get the word out. I'm trying to get the word out. What is the word? Jesus Christ is the word. And what? The word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. I'm here to announce you once and for all. Amen. This may be my last call. I don't know. Jesus Christ is on his way back to this planet. There's no if, no and, no buts about it. Amen. We are living in a terrible time, and yet it's not over. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. The government is going to get worse. Our churches are going, as far as those that's true in the church, amen, they're going to stand up. But those that are fakes and phonies, those that are hypocrites, are not going to be able to stand on this planet, what's getting ready to come on this planet within the next few, I would say, a next few years, a next few months, a next few days. No man knows an hour or day. But let me tell you something. It's so bad now, man, people don't know what to do. And the only thing you can do, and the only thing I can tell you what to do, you've got to repent. You've got to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ before you can escape the wrath of God. Because God right now, amen, is getting ready to remove his body, the body of Christ, those that have been sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ, those that are filled with the love of God, those that are meaning to do the right thing through the Holy Spirit. I'm here to tell you, Brother Bazaar is on fire. I'm on fire. Amen. Because I know without a shadow of a doubt, after 57 years of preaching this gospel, amen, it had come to almost to a close. Amen. My time is almost up. Amen. I have covered the word of God for 57 years of preaching what? Salvation through Jesus Christ only. The only way you can receive salvation is through Jesus Christ. For there is no other name given under heaven whereby men can be saved but by the name of Jesus Christ. And if you haven't experienced the power of the Holy Ghost in your life, you need to do it now. You need to confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. If you don't do that and accept him, guess what? If you die today without Christ, if you die today without repenting of your sins, if you don't get your sins forgiven today and you die, guess what? You're going to look up in hell. Lord, have mercy. I don't want you to go to hell. No way. I don't want my worst enemy to go to hell because it's real. It's authentic. It was prepared for the devil and his angels And guess what? Adam and Eve got seduced by the devil in the Garden of Eden and brought sin into the world. Who can I blame? I'm going to blame Satan because he had no business doing it. He had no business doing it, trying to overthrow God in heaven. He had no business trying to do it, but he did it anyhow. He did it on his own will. He did it on his own choice. He did it because he thought he was so beautiful. He was so gorgeous that he thought that he could be like God and do like God and have the power of God and overthrow the creator, the one that created him out of nothing. And he fell from heaven like a bolt of lightning because Jesus Christ was the witness. He said, I beheld Satan falling from heaven like a bolt of lightning. And guess what? When he fell from heaven, he had totally rebelled against God Almighty, and he was determined to destroy God. He was destroying his creation, and he was determined to destroy mankind. He was determined to destroy mankind and God's creation. And he said, the only way I can do it is, number one, I got to get in the Garden of Eden. I got to get in the Garden of Eden. If I can get in the Garden of Eden, and he had right, because that's where God cast him to earth. When he got to earth, he had rights to go in and deceive Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve had a choice to reject the plan and deception that Satan had. And the plan was, and the plan is, for Satan to do is found in the third chapter in Genesis. This is where all the mess started. That's why we in such a shape we in now. This is why people are killing and murdering and raping and wars and rumors of wars and pestilence and diseases and homosexuals and adulterers and liars and cheats. And this is why we are in the shape we in, because of what Adam and Eve decided to do. It brought upon the world a curse. And sin is a curse. Listen to what it says. The third chapter of Genesis. Everything was all right before this happened. This is what happened. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, and here he's starting off, yeah, hath God said, ye shall not eat of the tree, of every tree in the, of the garden. This is what he said, yeah. Hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, this is what the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees, those trees, T-R-E-E-S, trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it. Don't eat it. Don't eat it. Neither shall ye touch it, lest ye shall die. Die. You know what die means? Die means, in the spiritual sense, to be cut off from God. To be cut off from God completely. Completely cut off. That's what Satan wanted Adam and Eve to do. If I can get them to disobey God, I can step into humanity. I can actually have the power to get them to disobey God. And by the disobedience, I can cut Adam and Eve off from God. I cut them off from holiness. I cut them off from righteousness. I cut them off completely from God Almighty, that they would have to live on their own And I, Satan said, and if I can get them to eat of the tree and of good and evil, I can step into humanity. I can step into their genes. I can step into their ovaries. I can step into their semen. And every man, every woman that is born will be born separated from God. You hear what I said? Satan said, if I can get into the DNA and get into the chromosome, I can cut man off from God spiritually. And then if I can cut God off, if I can cut man off from God, I can step in to their DNA, into their blood system, and I can rule man on my own. Oh, y'all ain't listening to me. That fall that Adam and Eve fell was the greatest fall ever known to human history. And the fall is caused by obedience. They did what God told them not to do and told them, y'all are going to die if you eat and disobey me, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For the day you eat thereof, you shall surely die, and you shall know good from evil. You shall know good from evil. Satan said, if I can get into their system and cut them off from God, they would have to make decisions the rest of their life. The rest of their life, every man, every girl, every boy, every baby that's born is born separated from God. Lost. Completely lost. No hope. No hope. And if there's no hope, then man could be damned forever. You hear what I said? Let me pause on that. Man would be damned forever. And Satan knew that if he could get them to disobey, he could rule the world through humanity. You hear what I'm saying? He could rule the world through him, through himself, through the human race, and corrupt the whole human race. And that's what he did. Listen to what it said. Third chapter. You shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. A big white, dogmatic lie. He told a lie and deception to Eve. He told a lie because he is a liar and a father of all lies. Every lie that's ever been told has been told by Lucifer, Satan, Beelzebub, the wicked one, Abaddon, Apollyon, all those wicked, evil spirits, and he was the chief spirit and the chief angel named Lucifer, was the highest angel that God had ever made, and he was made and created righteous. He wasn't created the devil. He was created a anointed cherubim, the one of the most beautiful angelic cherubim that God had ever made. Nothing was higher than Lucifer in the cherubim realm. But God is above all the angels. God is above everything. For in him, nothing was made but through him. And since he was the only one that existed before anything else existed, he is called self-existence. He existed before anything was made or even thinking about men made, because he is the creator of the whole universe. He is the Alpha and he is Omega. Nobody can tell him what to do. Nobody can do nothing without him. Nobody can tell him how to run things, because he is self-existence. No angel can tell him what to do. No cherubim can tell him what to do, because he is the creator. He is the almighty. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and he is the end. So there's nobody before him and nobody after him. There's only one true living God. One true living God. Satan wanted to become like God, take God's place, run God's world, run God's universe. And he tried, but he was doomed. He was cast out of heaven. And when God had made Adam and Eve and created them, he was already in the garden waiting for them and make his move. And when he made his move, he told Eve this: you shall not surely die. That same lie that the devil is making now is the same lie that the world has been deceived by. Because everything the devil says is a lie. Nothing but the lie. He cannot tell the truth. He can take the truth and mix a lie with it, and it'll come out still a lie. And his main thing is to draw mankind away from God. Because he know God, when he made Adam and Eve, he made Adam and Eve after his own likeness. And the devil is jealous because God made man and gave him jurisdiction of the world, to the garden, to dress it and keep it. And the devil said, I'm going to get in that garden, and I'm going to tell the lie that will bring humanity down to zero. And our age that we're living in now is almost brought down to zero. Zero. Men have come so wicked and so abominable before God. And the devil is doing a job that I won't give him credit for doing, but he's doing a job on humanity like never before. And he's doing a job more accurate on the day that Noah entered the ark. He did the same job on Noah. He had Noah to believe that Noah was telling a lie and that it was not going to rain. He told the people there ain't no such thing as rain. He told the people everything but the truth. He was telling people he wasn't nothing but a fake prophet. He ain't nothing but a fake preacher, it ain't going to rain. He told a lie. But God spoke to Noah, and Noah, what did Noah do? He obeyed. He obeyed God. That's what saved humanity. Noah feared God, and Noah built an ark because God said build it, and Satan didn't have nothing to do with it. But he marked Noah. The whole creation almost turned against Noah, because in the days of Noah, and the Bible said, I didn't say it, the Bible said at Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes. And when Jesus comes back, majority of the world will be lost. The majority of the world today is lost. And the devil is playing lies like mad. He is cohabitating with spirits. He is telling people lies that there is no such thing as the second coming of Jesus Christ. He's telling people that there is no such thing as the birth and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He's telling everybody a lie about the word of God, and people are believing the devil before they believe God. And when you believe Satan, you're bringing damnations up on your own soul. And what the devil wants today, he wants the souls of men. Why do he want the souls of men? Why? Because he knows if men reject Jesus Christ, he knows it. He knows it. He have experienced the power that Christ has. He knows that Christ is the creator. He knows that Christ is Jesus Christ, is God's son. He knows that Jesus Christ is God Almighty in the flesh. Satan knows that he died and he rose again, and he's coming back to get a church. And the world is saying, I don't believe it, because Satan has interjected this into humanity, and humanity is sucking it up like a water fountain. The fourth verse says, serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Now here you go again. For God knoweth, that in the day ye eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Now that's the truth. That's the truth. He told the truth there. He said, but God knoweth the day you eat thereof, your eyes will open. And their eyes did open. Shall be open. And you shall be as, now listen, as gods. As small g. You got that? And man today know good and evil. And ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Knowing God that way, from good from evil. So a man knows good from evil because of the eyes being opened and make one see that there's an evil force, there's an evil entity, there's an evil force that's working in the world today for the last 6,000 years, and is doing what? It's telling lies, and that lie is of the devil, because he is a liar and he's a father of lies. And anytime you see somebody lying, it's of the devil, because there's no truth in Satan, no truth at all, not whatsoever. He may tell the truth as far as a little bit, but behind that truth, there's a lie. Now listen what the woman said. This is what the woman said. Got us in trouble. And when the woman saw the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. All right. Here's where the atomic bomb dropped. This is what sin entered the world. Sin. What is sin? Sin, anything that is not of God is sin. Anything that's not of God is sin. Anyone that break the law is sin. Man knows to do good and does to not is sin. Anything done without faith is sin. Woo! Sin dropped in on Adam and Eve. And when sin dropped in on Adam and Eve, DNA and chromosome, and into the blood system, it separated humanity from God. Man was on his own, and the only God that he knew was Satan. And Satan became their God. And Satan today has become the world God of today. People worship Satan as being God Almighty. People bow down to Satan, bow down to evil, bow down to blaspheming, bow down to lying and cheating and backbiting and whoremongering. They bow down to sin. And when you sin, you separate yourself from God. You make yourself a candidate for hell. Because when creation fell, when mankind fell, they were bound to go to hell. Why? Because that's what Satan wants. He wants everybody to go to hell with him. And so what he has done, he has took the word of God and tried to trash it. He has blasphemed the word of God. He has spoken against the word of God. He don't want nothing in this Bible to really be explained to people, because if it is, guess what? That person can come to their knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the only one that can separate you from your sins. No other force, no other power in heaven or in earth can separate you from your sins but the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's why the devil now has tried to eliminate the cross of Christ. That's how come people believe that they can work their way to heaven. They can go to church all their life, that they can do what they want to please. They don't have to come to the cross. That's what the devil got people believing. If you're rich, you go to heaven. If you're poor, you go to hell. If you're black, you go to hell. If you're white, you go to heaven. That's what people are believing in, because they know, amen, that the only way, they already know that, amen, just by knowing in their mind that there not was a Jesus, but there is a Jesus, and this Jesus is more than people claim him to be, and he is God Almighty in the flesh. You hear what I said? Jesus Christ is God Almighty flesh 110%. And Satan knows it. And he knows denominations ain't going to get you to heaven. He knows you going to church until you your face look like the front of the church door. He knows that he can get you just to go to church and go to church and go to church and go to church and never repent of your sins and confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in your life. He knows that you're going to hell, because the only thing that can stop you from going to hell is the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, the suffering of Jesus Christ, and him dying on the cross and getting up on the third day morning with all power in heaven and earth. He knows that's the only way that a man can enter into the kingdom of God. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the Bible says thou shalt be saved. S-A-V-E-D. You can't go to your preacher. You can't go to your bishop. You can't go to church. You can't pay your tithe. You can't wear the finest clothes. You can't drive the finest car. You can't have the best education. And let me tell you, you can have the best of the best of the best. But if you die without Jesus, you're going to bust hell wide open, brothers and sisters. And that's Bible. And it sounds hard, but it's right. Who are you trying to fool? You can't fool God. Man needs his heart changed. Man needs his heart changed. That young teenager needs a heart change. That old man, 90 years old, needs a heart change. That young girl needs a heart change. Ain't nobody can change your heart but Jesus. Jesus can only one change your heart. You can't change your own heart. You can't save your own self. You can't do nothing of yourself when it comes directly to salvation, because salvation is a gift, and the gift is God's Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Three temptations that got Eve in trouble. Number one, the tree was good for food. Number two, and it was pleasant to the eye. Number three, a tree that to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and she did eat. The seventh verse says, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. They knew they were naked because they had disobeyed God, and their eyes were open. And when their eyes were open, sin entered into the world, and they became ashamed of themselves. They were naked, and before they became naked, they was in innocence. And when their eyes of them both were open, they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made them able. Here they are trying to hide their sins. Here's Adam and Eve, know better, know what they did wrong. God told them plainly, and he's telling people today plainly, plainly, except you be born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Except you be washed in the blood of the Lamb, you cannot be saved. Except you turn from your wickedness and your lifestyle and your crazy living, you cannot come into the congregation of the Lord, or you cannot enter the kingdom of God, because no sin will ever enter God's presence again. And Satan knows that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. And let me tell you something. Hell is hot, brother. Brother, sister, uncles and aunts, dogs and cats. Hell is hot. And if you go to hell, the reason you're going to hell is why? The reason why is because you refuse to get your sins forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ. So if you're going to hell, you're going to hell for your own sins, because the wages of sin is death. And death means spiritual death, meaning that you will be cut off from God forever. And the only place you can go after you be cut off from God forever is hell. Satan knows that. He knows the up and down. He knows the word of God. He knows what to say and not what to say. He's trying to twist the word of God. He don't want the word of God spoken to you out of the word of God. Why? Because it'll cut you up. Because the Bible says the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Cut you to pieces. If you are a liar, the devil says you're a liar. If you're a whoremonger, the devil says you're the Bible says you're a whoremonger. If you're an adulteress or a homosexual, the Bible says it, and people don't like to be cut with the word of God, because the word of God will cut you, it'll rebuke you, it'll correct you, and it'll chastise you, and people don't like to be corrected. They don't like to be humble. They don't like to submit themselves to the mighty hand of God and repent for the before the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and admit to Jesus Christ, I am a low-down, dirty, rotten sinner, and I need Jesus Christ in my life. I cannot live right without Christ. I can't think right. I can't walk right. I can't love right. You can't do nothing right without the love of Jesus Christ in your heart. You can't do it. You talking about you going to heaven and you hating folks. You talking about you going to heaven, you smoking and drinking and lying and cheating and backbiting. You talking about you going to heaven and you as precious as a tree limb. You shake it. You're doing drugs. You're doing everything you want to do. And then you want to bring that into God's kingdom and into his presence and to his righteousness, and it won't work. For no sin will ever enter into the kingdom of God. No sin will be in heaven. No backbiting will be in heaven. No homosexual will be in heaven. And don't get me wrong, a homosexual can be saved. They can be saved just like anybody else. They can be saved with like an adulterer. But if they die in their sin and never get their sins washed in the blood of the Lamb and turn from their wickedness, they're going to hell. Just like anybody else, if you're a liar, you die without Christ, you're going to hell. You got to get your sins forgiven. And the only thing that will forgive you of your sins is the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. He died for your past sin, he died for your present sin, and he died for your future sins. He saved you forever. Once you get saved, sanctified, woo, justified, guess what? He saves you forever. Your soul, now listen to what I'm saying. Your soul cannot sin if you've been born of God. Why? Because you got God's nature. You got God's attributes through Jesus Christ. So your soul cannot sin. It's sinless. Your spirit is sinless. Your soul is sinless. But you're still human. You still got the carnal nature to deal with, and there's sin in the flesh. And this sin in the flesh is what's causing people to recognize that I'm still sinning, but it's not of the spirit, it's of the flesh. And the devil knows that he can prevent you from receiving Christ by the sins of the flesh, because the sins of the flesh is pleasurable. The sins of the flesh feel good. Homosexuality is a sin of the flesh, and it feels good to men. Oh, my God, you're nasty. You're filthy. Men going with men. Women going with women. Homosexuality, adultery, fornication, incest is around the planet. We got sodomites just having sex with animals. What is it? Sins of the flesh. And if the devil keeps you away from the power and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and his shed blood, guess what? The more you get involved with this kind of stuff, the more debauchery you will bring into your spirit world. And what happened? When Adam and Eve found out they were naked, they tried to hide the sins. And you can't hide your sins. Your sins will find you out. Men today are sinning, and they're trying to hide it, but it's coming out anyway. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The world is reaping. The world is reaping. The world is reaping what they sowing. And they're sowing sin against Almighty God. They're licking their tongues at God. They're giving him the finger, and they're telling him to take all this here Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Take your cross. Take your suffering. Take your burial. Take your death. Take everything you got and shove it. I don't want it. I don't need it. I'm going to live the way I want to live. That's Satan. The Satan of the Bible. The Satan of Lucifer. The Satan, the fallen cherubim. He's a mighty angel, but he's not mightier than God Almighty. God got his number. God is more powerful than the Satan, than anything in the world. Satan ain't got no power, and if he had any power, the only power he got is to destroy your soul and cause you to be a lost one in the pits of hell. The eyes of them were both open, and they knew that they were naked, and they showed fig leaves together and made them open. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called into who? Adam. He didn't call the woman. He called Adam. He didn't call the animals. He called Adam. Because when Eve ate that fruit of knowledge of good and evil, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Everything was all right. They still was in innocence. But when Eve gave that fruit to Adam, and Adam ate it, he touched it. He communed with it. When he ate it, both of their eyes were open, because it was the authority of man that brought sin into the world. And Adam obeyed his wife because he didn't want to be left out for her pleasure. And they both eyes were open. And now the whole human race would be damned. And God said, get out. Get out the garden. He drove them out of the Garden of Eden. He drove them out and told them, you'll never come back until the end of time. You'll never come back until I make a restoration, until I bring the world back into its rightful righteousness that I have established. You will not come back in here, and nobody else will come back into my presence and live with me forever. Ooh. You're not going to live with Jesus Christ in sin. You're not going to live with Jesus Christ in that celestial city where there's streets of gold. You will never live in that city unless you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I don't care what denomination you're going under, Baptist, Presbyterian, Catholic, denomination is not going to redeem you. No preacher's not going to redeem you. Your good looks is not going to redeem you. Nothing can redeem your soul but the blood and the power of the resurrection of the Almighty God through his son Jesus Christ to save your soul. Because the devil, I tell you what the devil wants. I tell you what the devil wants. He wants your soul. The devil wants your soul to be damned forever with him, because he cannot go no other place in the universe but hell. He's not going to escape hell. He might escape some of the things he have done to the human race, but he's going to pay for it. He's going to pay for it when he and all his angels will be cast into the lake of fire that burneth with brimstone. Yes, he's damning souls today, everywhere, every day, black and white, yellow, green, Hispanic, Jews, Gentile. He is damning souls and keeping them away from the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And he's doing a job. Woo! It frightens me. The souls that's going to miss heaven. Isaiah 5:14. Listen to what I got to say. Isaiah 5:14. Isaiah said, hell shall enlarge itself. Lord have mercy. Let me get this out. Let me get this out. Let's see what the Bible says. Please, you got to read your Bible. If you don't read your Bible, you won't know nothing about what the Bible says about hell. Let's see what the Bible says about hell and God's hell. 5:14. Let's get that out. Amen. 5:14 says, 5:14, let's get it right here. Here it is. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. It says this. Therefore, hell has enlarged herself and opened up her mouth without measure. And their glory, listen to me, their glory and their what? Multitude and their pomp. And he that rejoices shall descend into it. You hear what the scripture saying? It's saying hell is getting larger every day. He has opened, enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. It's measureless. And their glory, the good times that they're having, the multitude on top of multitude, and the pomp, and he that rejoices shall descend into it. People are rejoicing down through the generations. From the days of Noah, people have been rejoicing. From the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, people have been rejoicing all the way down until 2022. And people are rejoicing today. And the Bible says, hell has enlarged her mouth. What do you mean? Is hell a place, a female place? Why is hell using the word herself and open up her mouth without measure? What's going on here? What Isaiah saying? Isaiah saying something that a lot of people don't understand. Herself. So what's going on? Hell opened herself up. Why? What is a sin? What is the most gross sin that people is hard to break from? What is that sin that men, women, boys and girls, old men, young men, all kinds of nationalities is hard to break from? They're hard to break from the sex lust. It's hard to break from that because sex is a God given for marriage. For marriage. And men today, through the work of Lucifer, Lucifer have used sex to damn souls after souls after souls. Look how many sex crimes around the world. Look how much sex traffic is going around the world. Look how many young girls and young boys are using sex as an enjoyment and pleasure and lust. and using it for themselves to get their cookies. And they're using it day and night. Men are having sex with multiple women. Women swapping with their husband and wives. Woo! Prostitution is around the world. Prostitution is just about every corner of the big cities. A prostitution house is sitting on the corner. And a lot of people say, well, it don't look like one. Well, because it don't look like one, you don't know what you're doing. Men today in government, and the senators and the governors and the presidents have done sex orgies in the government, let alone the church. And the church have become more corrupt with this here sex thing than the government. Preachers, deacons, sisters, young people are involved with sex escapades. And they're determined, say, I can't give this up. I can't turn from this. I don't think this is a sin. I'm going to do it because I love my sex. I love what I'm doing. And if you love what you're doing and don't see it damning your soul, and Satan says, keep it up. I got you. Keep it up. Do another trick. Do a trick after this trick. You put sex, drugs, and alcohol together, and buddy, you got sex maniacs. You got open whorehouses that got license to prostitute women. You got men spending thousands of dollars for women every night around the world. My God, if you don't believe me, check Revelation. Revelation, the 7th chapter. It talks about the great whore that sits up on the earth, sits up on the scarlet beast with a golden cup in her hand. This is what it says. I'm talking about sex. I'm talking about just this thing. Hell is going to enlarge itself. Oh, the Lord is leading me that way. Amen. He's leading me that way. And he's leading me to the 17th chapter of Revelation to show you that great whore that's going to end up on the end time page. The end time page means, amen, there's going to be a great multitude of people who reject Jesus Christ during the rapture. After the rapture, after Jesus Christ takes the church out of the way, amen, there's a great false church that's going to come on the scene. It's already on the scene. And it's got the church now in the book of Laodicea. It tells you in the book of Revelation, this year's church is wretched. This church is poor. This church is blind. This church is cold-hearted. It's neither hot or warm. You're lukewarm. Jesus says, since you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. So this church is going to be spewed out after the rapture of the church. Christ is going to spew them out. He's going to let them go right into the tribulation period. And this tribulation period will end up with the 17th chapter of Revelation where John sees this. This is what John sees in the 17th chapter of Revelation. Now listen to this, because this is a false church. And the Lord is leading me from that 5th chapter of what Isaiah said, hell's in the largest. Now listen to what this chapter is saying. It's saying, and there came out of the seven angels, which had seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show thee the judgment of the great whore. Whoredom round the world, whoredom in the city, in the street corners, big cities, small cities, women walking around with no clothes on, the bosom all out, dressed with nice attire. Men are gawking. The mouth is watering. They don't lost their mind. And Solomon tells you about a loose woman. And we got a whole lot of loose women today that's using. Oh, come on now. It's in the church, too. It's in the church, too. I ain't skipping. Let me tell you, I've experienced it. I've seen it. I had to get out of it. Why? Because let me tell you, this is what? The Horus Church. And the Bible tells you, come out from among them and be ye separated, saith the Lord, and be ye holy, for I am holy. This 17th chapter gives you the picture of the tribulation period in which the great whore will do what? The great whore that sitteth up on many waters, up on the nations, up on the population, up on the people of the earth, and with whom the kings, the big shots of the earth have what? Committed what? Fornication. Government official. Every kingdom that was ever on the face of the earth was whoredom. Egyptians were whoredom. The Assyrian Empire, whoredom. The Babylonian Empire, whoredom. The Median Persian Empire, whoredom. The Grecian Empire, whoredom. The Roman Empire, whoredom. It was so bad and so devastating that Israel, good God Almighty, Israel got into the same thing, and God said, you have become a backsliding heifer. You have backslid on me because you have went after the heathen's technique of living. The heathens were whoredom people. They were heathens. They did anything they want to. Here, Israel have been under captivated under this thing called whoredom. And hell has enlarged their mouth. Why? Because if you go to hell, one sin that a lot of people will be ending up in hell is sexual activity. Get all I can get and get what I can get. I'll die having sex. I'll die having a good time with a woman. I just want to get drunk and get on drugs and go all night long. I don't care. I'm going to enjoy myself. That's why hell is going to enlarge herself. That's why the church has become acquainted with whoredom through the church. It's going through the church. But the true church will be called out. You hear what I said? I said the true church. What kind of true church you talking about? I'm talking about the church that Apostle Paul talked about. Let's see what Apostle Paul says about the true church. This is what kind of condition. Let me finish this here great whore first. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Do you hear what I'm saying? They're drinking sex like wine. They're getting drunk off of sex. They get drunk off of illicit sex. They get drunk off of homosexuality. They get drunk off of incest. They get drunk off of sodomites, where women have sex with animals. Now, this present day we're living in, people talking about it. People enjoying the sea that's going on. The devil is having a heyday. And church folks won't stand up against it. Preachers won't preach against it. They say, well, we got weaknesses and everything. Oh, don't give me that crap. Don't give me that crap. Don't make no excuses. There ain't no excuses, because Christ got up from the grave with all power in heaven and earth, and he died for that sin. He died for that sin. Now, if he paid the price for sin and you continue on in your sin, you got to pay for your own sin, because nobody else is going to pay for your sin but Jesus Christ. Because I know I ain't, and if I could, I wouldn't. But I can't. No way. Jose, the only one that can pay for your sins and sanctify your soul and your spirit, that you won't fall into this kind of sin trafficking, you got to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Third verse says, so he carried me away in the spirit in the wilderness. I saw the woman set up on what? A scarlet beast, full of name and blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. The seven heads represent the seven European companies, the seven world empires. The seven world empires. The seven world empires is, number one, Egypt. Assyrian Empire, Babylonian Empire, Median Persian Empire, Grecian Empire, the Roman Empire. It represents the nations of the Hellenistic nations that have rolled across the annals of time from all the way from what the Garden of Eden, all the way across B.C. until it got to A.D. and it's still rolling. And it's going to roll until the final act is in play. And this woman that I'm talking about in the 17th chapter is a final act because look at her. Look at her. She's a blasphemer. This church is a blasphemer. This church has been through seven heads with seven governments. And the ten horns represent NATO. The ten horns represent NATO. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which is in existence today. And having seven heads and ten horns. The ten horns represent the ten horns that was spoken by Daniel the prophet. Daniel the prophet saw ten horns. These ten horns is represented in the book of Revelation. And then Daniel, good God Almighty, Daniel said, after I saw ten horns, which is NATO, which is the New World Order, which is the one world government that's in the form right now. It's in play right now because, number one, America is in serious trouble. In serious trouble, my friends. We're headed for doomsday if we don't acknowledge who Jesus Christ is. If we don't acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord, God of the heavens, the Alpha and Omega, the people who reject Jesus Christ is doomed. But thank God, there's hope in Christ. There's hope in his blood. There's hope in his death. There's hope in his resurrection. There's hope beyond hope, but you got to confess it. Because if you don't, you're going to be riding this year's church in the tribulation period. Listen to what, look, I'm going to show you. Look how clean this church is, if you call this clean. Because people think, because you dress up and look sweet, got all kind of perfume, got your lipstick on, men got the silk skin suits on and the patent leather shoes. They're clean. But let me tell you, you can be clean on the outside, but you can be dirty as a garbage dump on the inside. Because if you got carnality stuff on your mind and in your heart, you are dirty. You're not clean. The only thing that can clean you up is the blood of Jesus Christ. And when Jesus Christ cleans you up, he does a perfect job in cleaning you up. He'll save a homosexual. And when he save a homosexual, that homosexual say, hey, I was wrong. I repented of my sin. I'm going to turn from my sin because Christ has saved me. I'm going to get me a woman. I'm going to get me a woman. And a woman would say, I'm going to get me a man. Because there's a change and Christ changes folks. And Christ was God Almighty. And since he was God Almighty, he's holy. And God don't participate in anything that's not like him. So don't go around telling me you're a homosexual and you saved. You ain't saved. Get saved. And then you tell me I'll stop it. Because God convicted me of my low-down, dirty, rotten, filthy sin. And look at what this woman, look what this woman looked like. It said, and up on her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. These sex crimes that's been committed in America and around the world is an abomination to God. And abomination is something that God hates. He hates sin, all right, but there's some sin that's abominable to him. And people committing abomination every day, walking about it, talking about it, laughing about it, joking about it. Ain't no God. God is dead. Ain't no judgment. Ain't no rapture. Ain't no such thing as hell. Oh, my God, my God. My God, you got a great awakening. You got a great awakening. Because a man, rich man and Lazarus, the man didn't have a great awakening until he found himself in hell. He lifted up towards Lazarus and Abraham and said, can Lazarus drop by and give me a drink of water or put some water on the tip of his tongue, for this flame is tormenting me. He thought there was no hell. He didn't believe in God. He believed God, but he didn't believe that God is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. And he denied the poor man Lazarus. Pleasure to do what you want to do. And now this woman's getting ready to ride. And she's going to be forming her plan in the middle of the tribulation period after the true church leaves. Now, we see what the false church looks like. It looks good on the outside, but the Bible says filthiness of her fornication, filthiness of her rotten sex acts, filthy of all the magazines and the new books that men have printed across the annals of time. Filthiness. They're drinking it. They're sucking it up. And they're enjoying it. They deny the crucifixion. They deny the Bible. They blaspheme God and they ride with this woman and they join this woman in the middle of the tribulation period. Every denomination that ever came forth during the time of the church age, all those that has not been regenerated or been saved by the grace of God, they will link up with this woman. When they link up with this woman, they will have the opportunity to do whatever they want to. They won't know nothing about holiness. They won't know nothing about faith. They won't know nothing about justification. They won't know nothing about sanctification. Why? Because they're in sin and Satan got the whole group. And they're riding with the beast today. They're riding with this woman. And this woman will be instigated. This woman was instigated by the church of Pergamos. Pergamos in the third chapter of the first, second chapter in Revelation. Pergamos was when Constantine introduced to the church as a state religion, and he brought heathenistic women in to have sex inside of the church and worship idols and offer sacrifice babies on the altar. He introduced, listen to what I'm saying, he introduced sex trafficking into the church through the heathenistic practices. In other words, he compromised and worshiped Artemis, worshiped Diana. He worshiped those false goddesses where people were actually have sex on the altar and worship and burn babies. They introduced this in the early church, which broke out into the Roman Catholic Church. Oh, y'all don't believe that, but it's true. And now you don't hear it about the Roman Catholic Church. And it's not only the Roman Catholic Church. It's all some of them other churches, Protestant churches, that have sex orgies in the church. Not just in the building, but I'm talking about amongst themselves outside of the church. Because the church is not the building. Hallelujah. Church is not the building. The church is not the building. The church is the place of worship, but the church is the body of Christ. And we that are sanctified becomes a part of the Christ because we can't join the church. We can't link up the church. You got to be born again by the blood of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. You got to be born into this. And the only way you can be born is by faith. And faith says, I can't see it, but I believe it. I can't feel it, but I believe it. And what you believe? I believe that Jesus Christ became a prostitute. Oh, what you talking about? Yes, he did. He had no sin, no sin around him, and no sin in him. But he became a prostitute and died for your prostitution. He died for your lying. He died for your cheating. He died for your backbiting. He died for your adultery. He became a sin offering. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And he became sin. Who knew no sin? He was perfect. And by his perfection, by him being God Almighty, he paid the penalty for sin, and that penalty was death. But he said, I got power enough to lay it down, and I got power enough to pick it up again. I received this of my Father. And he took all your stuff and nailed it to the cross and hung with it for 6 long hours. He hung on Calvary. And when you look at Jesus Christ, yes, I see Jesus Christ, but I see all my lying, my cheating, my backbiting, my, ooh, look at that. They mutilate him. They crucified him. They told him, we don't want you. We don't need you. But by their blindness, Jesus Christ said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And by them not knowing what they're doing, they did it in anger. They did it in resentment. They did it because they didn't love Jesus. And Satan knew that if he knew if he stayed here any longer, everybody be going towards him. But they killed him. And by that, good God Almighty, and now he's able to save your soul. What you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about Jesus Christ now, through his Holy Spirit, is able to go inside of you. Huh? Inside of you. And sanctify you and change you and fill your heart with the heart of love and mercy and goodness and righteousness and long-suffering. Woo! Save you from the damnations of hell. Yes. The mystery of Babylon is on the prowl. The mystery of Babylon is already here. The mystery of Babylon is going to be manifested shortly. Why? Because Rome, let me tell y'all something. Rome is infested with demonic spirits, demons. Rome is not of God. Roman theology is not of God. Rome teachings is not of God. And when people say, I'm a Roman Catholic, they're saying that they belong to the universal church. And they say Rome was known as a universal kingdom. It almost conquered the whole world. But it failed. When it failed, they tried to bring it back. When did they try to bring Rome back? They ain't trying. They done brought Rome back. How did they do that? They did that in 1948 when Rome was revived with 10 European common market nations. That's a revived Rome. And Daniel saw the 10 horns, which is NATO, which are the kingdoms of what? Rome. All the kingdoms. The 10 horns is located around Rome and around France. You got 10 European common markets. And then Daniel was a bad judge. He was a bad judge. He judged Babylon. And Daniel came out what? He came out victoriously. Daniel in 606 BC saw so much that it made him sick for 2 weeks. But what, preacher, what did he see, preacher? He saw the 10 horns. The 10 horns of the revived Roman Empire. He saw it put to 600 years ahead of time. And the revived Rome was revived in 1948 because it started in 1948 and it was completed in 1981. The last kingdom that came in was Greece. In 1986, Daniel saw. He said, I saw the 10 horns, and then after that, I saw another little horn. And when I saw this little horn had eyes like a man and had a mouth that spoke great things against the Most High. What kind of horn is this? This is the horn of the revived Roman Empire, and it shows you that the Antichrist will come from the 11th horn. Listen to what I'm saying. I know this is right. The 11th horn came into power in 1986. 1886, Spain came into power as the 11th horn, and out of Spain would come what? The Antichrist will come out of Spain. That's Bible. That's Bible, brother, sister. That's nothing but the B-I-B-L-E. And Spain today has more supremacy over these 10 horns than any other country in Western Europe. The revived Roman Empire. Because the Bible said in the last days, a great dictator will come on the scene after Hitler's done, after Mussolini's done, all the other dictators that have been gone and come. Guess what? In the last day, a great dictator will come, which will be the Antichrist, anti-God. Here's Lucifer. Lucifer, anti-God. Lucifer wants to rule the world because God Almighty. He wants to be like God. Listen to what? Woo, Lord Jesus. Listen to what 2 Corinthians says. Amen. Who's the God of this world? Let's find out who's the God of this world. Is God ruling the world? Yes, God is ruling the world, but he ain't ruling mankind. Mankind is being ruled by Satan. Satan is in control with mankind. One of the most difficult things that God ever had to do was redeem man. And it's not that difficult to him, but it's difficult for man to accept him as Lord and Savior. Majority of the world, listen to what I'm saying, brother preacher. Majority of the world population will die and go to hell. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days when the Son of Man comes. When Noah got through with the ark, good God Almighty, listen to what I'm saying. This ain't no playhouse. This ain't no cookie jar. This is no Mickey Mouse. This is Bible fact. Men began to populate on the earth during the time of Noah. And angels, sons of God, began to cohabitate with the human race. And they defiled the human race. The sons of God, angels, cohabitated with the daughters of men, and they begot Nephilims. They begot wicked spirits, which were half angels and half human. And they became demons. And the world was repopulating these kind of cohabitation angels with the human race. And it polluted. It polluted the human race. Almost the whole human race. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. In the days of Noah, Noah took him 120 years to build an ark. And he preached for 120 years. And guess what? Out of the whole 120 years, only 8 souls were saved by water in the ark. The other billions of people that were here, the wrath of God fell upon the human race and destroyed all those that was upon the earth except 8 souls. Y'all hear what I'm saying? 8 souls. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, was not playing when he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes. There's another multitude that's going to be destroyed during the tribulation period. by the 28 judgments is going to fall on this earth, and it's going to destroy majority of the wickedness up on this planet. People are going to die standing up. People are going to want to kill themselves. People are going to be. Starvation is going to hit the planet. Water shortage. There's going to be no water. Men are going to have to drink blood, which will not be able to sustain their lifespan. It's going to be so bad that all the horror movies that they'll ever made will have to run away from it. What is this called? It's called the wrath of God. God's wrath is going to be fulfilled in the book of Revelation. All the crackpots, all the atheists, all the liars, all the rich men, the bondmen, the kings and the princes and those that are in the high office is going to be eliminated. Not because of what they've done, but because of what they didn't do. And what did they didn't do? They did not repent. You hear what I'm saying? They did not repent of their sins. And in the book of Revelation, again, it says in the 13th chapter, when the mark of the beast come on the horizon, it says that in the 13th chapter, when the Antichrist will be killed with a bullet wound to the head, it's going to be on TV, radio, Instagram. It's going to be around the world. Listen to me, folks. This ain't no play thing. This ain't no small church meeting I'm having. I'm talking about the wrath of God. And Jesus Christ covered his he said, John 3:16, for God so what? Love the world. Don't love what you do, but love the world. I love humanity. For God so loved the world that he gave it to you. He gave you something that you couldn't earn. He gave something that you don't even deserve. He gave his only begotten son. And whosoever what believes in him shall what? Not perish. For those that rejected him going to perish. Except you repent, you're going to perish. Revelation shows you the penalty for sin, death. It shows you you're going to hell if you don't repent. And you won't have no excuses saying you didn't know. And you didn't have time enough. And the world today think it's a crackpot. They think it's a joke. They think God is playing, and God ain't playing. God loves you. God is concerned about you. God don't want you to go to hell for your own sin. He took your sin. And if he took your sin, you don't want to give him your sin, then you're going to have to pay for your own sin. And people say, now they say, well, I'll pay for my own sins. I ain't worried about that. I'll go on to hell. Now, who is the God of this world? Let's see what Corinthians says. Corinthians says in the 4th chapter, it says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor having the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commend ourselves to every man conscious in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not. If you don't believe, you're going to be blinded. You're going to be blinded because the devil can cause you to sin more. And sin blinds you. Why? Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Ooh, don't put Count it all. Don't delay your salvation. Don't procrastinate your salvation. You need Jesus. Earnestly. Earnestly. I don't want nobody to go to hell, but I know that's impossible now because they've been going to hell before I was born. But I know the Lord, and I know the Lord saved my soul. He did a perfect job. And I can't walk out of my salvation. I can't throw my salvation away. I can't give up my salvation. Why? Because it's a gift, and you can't give nothing back to God when I gave you. He gave me his son, Jesus Christ, and I said, thank you, Jesus. I want him. I need him. I hope in him. I live for him. I do anything for him that's right. To see somebody come to Christ. You need to come to Christ. You need Jesus Christ in your life today. We can't say enough about this end time tribulation period. The tribulation period is almost here, my brothers and sisters. We just got a few more days. And a few more days to me might be a few more months. A few more months might be a year. But our time is running out. I ain't got time to do this too much longer. And I'm trying to get in all I can to get you to see your time is running out. You might not see it, but what you ought to do, if you don't see it, you need to fall on your knees right now. You need to fall on your knees right now and call on the name of Jesus Christ and say, Lord, whatever it is, reveal it to me. Reveal to me what I need to know, because I know that this world is almost, not quite, because God still got some good, sanctified folks on fire, brimstone preachers, woo, Holy Ghost preachers, just calling out and whining to the Lord Jesus Christ, save somebody. I'll do all I can to prove that this salvation is real. But we're living in that time where the 70th week of Daniel is getting ready to open up. We got war that's coming up. Gog and Magog. We got war in Israel. We got war in Africa. We got war around the world. We got bombs. We got ships. We got rockets. We got A-bombs, B-bombs, C-bombs, atomic bombs, neutral bombs. Men are gathering up airplanes, all kinds of weaponry. Why? Because we're heading for World War III. Russia, 38 and 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, you ought to read it, talks about Gog and Magog, Meshach and Tubal, coming from the north. And they're going to collect five nations, the nation of Ethiopia, the nation of Libya, the nation of Gomer, the nation of Togarmah, the nation of Persia. They're going to link up with Russia and come down from the north and swoop down on Jerusalem, but they ain't going to get there. They ain't going to get there. No, no. They ain't going to make it. Because the Jews, thank God for the Jews. Thank God for the Jews. Praise his name. Why? Because it was the Jews that wrote the Holy Scriptures. It was the Jews that brought the Messiah into the world. It was the Jews that God used through Abraham to show the other heathen nations there's only one true living God. Ain't no other God. Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck. That's what people claiming to have other gods. Ain't no but one true living God. But there's other gods that's trying to be God, and we know where that come from. It come from old Lucifer, Stupid. Making a mess of everything. Don't want you to serve Jesus Christ. Don't want you to bow down to Jesus Christ. He wants you to bow down to him. Hollywood messed up with Illuminati's and Baphomets, all kind of gods, Moloch and Dagon. These are gods, are ancient gods. Don't you know UFOs? UFOs are nothing but entities of wicked spirits. They're going to invade the earth pretty soon. Oh, I don't believe in that. I don't believe. You don't believe in it, but let me tell you, it's coming, brothers and sisters. Brother Zod ain't lying to you. It's in the Bible. These are demonic spirits. And they get more prevalent around the world. I've seen these things. In my lifetime, I've seen 3 UFOs in my lifetime. And I was hearing about UFOs when I was 4 years old, 1947. 1947, I heard about these little green men getting out of a disc tape site. And good God Almighty, I've seen 3 since my lifetime. And people have seen these things around the world. Well, this is devil activity. Movie stars. Hollywood done made over thousands of movies consisted of alien beings. They're not alien beings. They're wicked spirits. Demonic. And they're what? Getting ready to hover the earth. Because in the middle of the book of Revelation, the 12th chapter, read your Bible. I'm telling you, read your Bible. The 12th chapter talks about a war in heaven, not the heaven where God's throne at. That's done. When Satan got kicked out, ooh, thank you, Jesus. The old low-down, dirty dog, conniving, wicked baboon. Ooh, Jesus, I hate that. I hate him. I hate him, what he's doing to young people. I hate him, what he's doing to babies. I hate him, what he's doing to marriage. I hate him because he's no good. And folks want to lean on and latch on to him and do his bidding. Well, I'm warning you. God is warning you. And if a dog and cat could talk, they would warn you. God can make one talk because he made a donkey talk and warn Balaam. Don't go another farther. You move one more time and your head is coming off. And there's a time when God is telling sinners, "Look, one more time, don't try to blaspheme. Don't blaspheme me. Don't deny me. Come on, you're going to get your head cut off." God is righteous in all his ways and holding all his work. And you can't fuss with God. You're losing a battle before you even get started. In the book of Revelation, we see a galactical, divine, and wicked war. Because Michael and his angel will actually have a, I don't know if it's a 24-hour battle or whatever. Michael will fight against the dragon. The dragon. 12th chapter of Revelation. Let's get that. Maybe I can get something done. In the 12th chapter of Revelation, in the 7th verse, let's see what it said. And there was a war in heaven. That's in the 1st and 2nd heaven. Michael, divine, and his angels fought against the dragon, diabolical demons and devils. The dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. So there's no battle. And I believe in the spirit of my mind and what I know about the Word of God and what I've experienced with the Word of God for the last 57 years and seen and heard on the news report. They're preparing the battle right now because these UFOs are being seen and spotted. And people have run up in these things and seen these little funny-looking entities, which are demons, that's experimenting with crossbreeding and DNA and chromosome. These are devils that can incarnate themselves to look like and materialize themselves and dematerialize themselves. And here we are in the 12th chapter where the devil's coming down here. Yes, he is. He's coming down here. He's a prince of the air now, but he's coming down here on earth. It's already been visualized on Independence Day. The earth, the day the earth stood still. The invaders, the body snatchers, all of these movies that Hollywood has made. Satan is bringing it out right in front of you. And people believe it's entertainment. Witchcraft, voodoo, hoodoo. Child sacrifice, drinking blood, drinking their own urine. Open the soul gate of their soul so demons can actually possess them and do their bidding. They're doing it now. And the world is waiting. They're expecting this man to come. They're looking for this man, especially the Jews. The Jews said, he is here. He is here. The Antichrist is here. I tracked him down to 1968 when he was born. And now he's 54 years old. And he is the king of Spain. 6'6". Six letters in his name. He belongs to Illuminati. He belongs to the Black Order. He belongs to the Black Cult. He belongs to Skull and Bone. He knows all the secret societies. And he belongs to the Dark Order. This Antichrist is a handsome dude. Handsome. Tall. Debonair. Five-star general. Five-star general. Knows 10 different languages. And the women are going to fall all over when they see you. Oh, he's already on YouTube. You're going to look at it. He's on YouTube. Don't be afraid. It's real. You know something? All that I'm saying, I'm going to have to stand before the judgment of God if I'm telling you a lie. And I ain't telling you no lie. The man is a lie. And the only reason that he cannot come now is because the church of the living God is here on this earth and getting ready to leave. It's almost here. Almost here. Because when Jesus Christ comes, in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, I'm going to disappear. Woo! And it ain't going to be no magic. It's going to be the real deal. And the real deal is, Jesus said, I'm going to blow a trumpet, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and we that remain alive shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and then the seven-year tribulation will be kicking off. And when it kick off, we're going to kick off with a war. Because when the church is excommunicated, the wicked kingdoms of the world, especially Russia, is going to see a good opportunity to strike Israel. Because, number one, Russia, only scared of the United States a little bit. China ain't worried about America. And it used to be the nations of the world. The nations of the world used to fear America. But the nations of the world don't fear America no more. And the reason they don't fear America, because America is living so ragged, so crazy, so lustful and so blaspheming and so low down. We got folks, man, in the government that's so low down, ain't thinking about what America is headed for. Now, if they're not too much afraid of America now, what do you think when the rapture occurs? When the rapture occurs, all the Christians, oh, hallelujah! Ooh, I didn't say church members. Just being a church member ain't going to get you to heaven. All the Christians, born-again believers, babies, all the aborted babies, ain't going to be born no babies after the rapture. All these homosexuals that's jumping up and down thinking they got the victory, they ain't going to be jumping up and down when this rapture occurs. Because when the rapture occurs, it's going to bring America down to the zero factor. The zero factor. They ain't going to have no strong, oh, they ain't got that too much strong leader. Now, they ain't going to have that saying, oh, beautiful, special skies. There ain't going to be no too many parties, because when the rapture of the church occurs, every born-again believer, blood-washed one from all different denominations that saved are going to be gone. And who's holding back the spirit of judgment now? The church. But when the church leaves America, is it going to come a third-rate country? We will see this from glory. The church will see this from glory. And then the Antichrist will rise. And he will move in on the world. And the world will say, this is what we've been waiting for. This is Christ. This is Jesus. This ain't no Christ. This is Antichrist. The only reason they said he is Christ, because the Jews believe what the Antichrist stands for. And he stands for deception. He stands for giving the Jews a new temple. He stands for giving the Jews an opportunity to sign a peace pact. He's giving the Jews saying that he is Jesus when he is not Jesus. And they sign a covenant. And this covenant says that the Antichrist will say, I will protect you for 7 years. 7 years I will give you divine protection. But it ain't divine protection. It's a white lie. It's a black lie. Because he's not going to keep the covenant. He's going to break it in the middle of the covenant. Of the 7 years. And this 7 years will be done in the middle of the 12th chapter of Revelation, where the Antichrist, after 3.5 years of deception, he's going to do the greatest deception that the world has ever known. There's not going to be any other deception like this to human mankind than when the Antichrist will be assassinated, killed, shot in the head by an assassin bullet. I mean, D-E-A-D, dead. And he's going to stay dead for 3 days. At the same time, Satan will be cast down in the middle of the tribulation period. And when Satan sees that the Antichrist is dead, he will be cast out of heaven by Michael and his angels, and all his UFOs and all these alien beings will come to earth and invade earth and torment men and deceive men. And what some call ship Satan, some people will be beings incarnated in a human body, and they will be deceiving those that's on the earth. Satan says, now I'm going to do my thing. I am going to incarnate myself in the body of the Antichrist and do a faith, low-down, deception, resurrection of Jesus Christ coming back to life after 3 days and 3 nights, and he does it. He raises him up out of, I could say the grave, but they ain't going to put him in the grave because they ain't have time enough to put him in the grave. After 3 days, going to raise this Antichrist up, and the devil's going to be incarnated inside of the Antichrist and stand up on his feet after 3 days of being dead, and the world will see this man stand up. YouTube will be busy. Twitter will be busy. Instagram will be busy. TikTok will be busy. Every computer, every TV screen, everything on the planet will be pinpointed in Jerusalem. And the world will say, yes. And the Antichrist will claim that he is God Almighty. And in the book of Revelation, after he is resurrected from the dead, he will become the beast. And the Bible says in the 13th chapter of Revelation, after the resurrection, he will become the beast, and he will say this, the 13th chapter. Let's read this real good. And I stood upon the sands of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea. He comes up out of humanity after the resurrection. He comes to the human family, has seven heads, the seven world governments, the 10 horns, European common market, and up on his horse, 10 crowns. Crowns represent authority. And up on his head, the name blasphemy. All right, he's going to be a blasphemer. The devil ain't nothing but a blasphemer. And he's causing the human race to blaspheme God. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard. He's going to be swift. His feet was like a bat. He's going to be vicious. His mouth is the mouth of a lion. He's going to have authority. And the dragon, the devil, gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it was wounded to death, the assassination. He's got a semicolon after that. And his deadly wound was healed, meaning that he was resurrected. Now, wait a minute. And all, what you talking about, preacher? The all represent majority of the world. Majority of the world will wander after the beast. Hell enlarge itself. And what do they do with the beast? Fourth verse. And they worship him. How? Lying, cheating, backbiting, whoremonger. They worship him. They worship him. They bow down to him. They did his bidding. They did everything that Lucifer, the dragon, said do. And the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? And who is able to make war with him? Nobody can stand against the devil but Jesus Christ. Y'all hear me? No man, no president, no man, no government can stand against the devil and whoop him. The only one to whoop him is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The only one to whoop him is the one that died, suffered on Calvary's cross, got up out the grave on his own, and got all power in heaven. And the only one to whoop him is the King of Kings. Only one to whoop him is the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. And the only one to whoop him is God in the flesh, manifested Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ's name will last forever. For at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God, so nobody can beat the devil to a pulp but Jesus Christ. And they say, who is like the beast? And they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? And who were able to make war with him? And there was given to him a mouth, speaking great things and blaspheming, and power was given unto him to continue for 42 months. The last half of the 7 years, 3.5 years, now here it is, Satan becomes the God of this age. That's the only time that he will rule practically a whole world, but only for 3.5 years. He will kill the saints. He will wear out the saints. He will speak great things against the Most High. He will do some of the most depravity things that you can think of. He will actually wipe out his own church. He will actually kill the unbelievers of his own church. He will turn on his own church. He will cause those that will not worship him be put to death under the guillotine. The guillotine is in America now.
The guillotine is around the world. The guillotine will be the instrument that men will use during the last part of the 3 1/2 years. It will be head chopping time. People will die for the faith that they will have in Jesus Christ. And those that receive the mark of the beast, of the dragon, those that receive the mark with a computer chip in their forehead or in their right hand, they are the only ones that will be able to buy and sell. If you don't have your chip, if you don't have your chip, if you don't have your chip, you will not be able to buy and sell. But if you receive the chip, you're telling Christ that I believe that the devil in a man is Jesus Christ. And you receive that mark, that means that you have denied, you rejected, you ignored the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. And you believe by receiving his mark, you can receive the opportunity to buy and sell and go on casually with your life. But once you receive that mark, you are saying that I reject Christ and I accept the Antichrist. And once you receive that mark, that means your soul, your S-O-U-L, the only one you got, oh, your soul is damned forever in eternal lake of fire forever. Never, 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 never be able to be redeemed by the blood of Christ. You will die and go to hell and be tormented forever and ever and ever. No recesses, no coffee break, no water, no walk in the park, huh? No sitting down at the dinner table. No games. You will be punished eternally for your low-down, rotten sins that you have committed against a holy God. And God is not going to change his holiness for your benefit because he already done died for you that you could be saved, but you rejected. This computer chip has a radioactive field, uranium, a power source. Once you receive it, you can't take it out of your head. Once you receive it, you can't touch by it. And people already in Wisconsin is using these computer chips. And they are saying, this is the way to live. They're using computer chips and it's spreading around the world. And it's getting ready for the tribulation period to come on the scene. The first 3 1/2 years will be a false peace. But after the 3 1/2 years, the Antichrist will break his promise. He will turn to the beast. He will sit in the temple that the Jews are preparing to build right now. He will desecrate the temple. It is called the abomination of desolation, spoken by Daniel the prophet. And he will sit in the temple and he will rule the world for 3 1/2 years. And he will become the God of this age. And he has been the God through the ages. But his one time, he will have majority of control of the people because the people rejected Jesus Christ. Reject Jesus Christ? You're a candidate for hell. If you receive Jesus Christ and humble yourself and repent of your sins and receive Christ in your life, you will go to hell right now. Don't be a fool. Don't be crazy. Don't think God's word ain't true. It's true. It's true through and through. I can't change it. I can't compromise with God. Wouldn't even try. I'm going to not mess with God's word. I'm not messing with God's word now, and I'm not going to mess with it till I die. It's already written. Why don't you accept him now? He loves you. He loves you so much, he gave something that, he didn't have to give. But he knows he didn't give himself to die for the sins of the world. Satan will get the victory. And he's not going to get the victory. The only one going to get the victory is those that accept Jesus Christ. And those that reject Jesus Christ, they think they can get the victory, they ain't going to get it. Don't be in that number where it says, and all the world wondered after the beast. And there's 7.1 billion on the planet. And before the end of time, billions of people are going to be annihilated by the wrath of God because they stubbornly, willingly rejected the only love that God can have. He loved you so much. He has so much compassion for every soul that no one would have to perish. But the bold-headed devil, bold, rotten devil, knows that he is doomed and he wants you to be doomed. Don't follow him. Reject him. Reject his tactics. Reject what he has to say to you. He might be saying to you now, don't believe that old crazy preacher. He might be telling you, I'm all right. He might be telling you, I'm trying the best I can. Don't go for that. He might be telling you, Lord, give me a little more time. I want to enjoy this life before I accept you. Don't believe that. Don't believe that, you work good and be good and do good things. You look, no, don't believe that. Believe what Jesus said. Repent. Turn from your wickedness. And confess with your mouth that God Almighty, one that made the heaven and earth, resurrected his son from the dead, himself. And when he did that, salvation is free. Salvation is open. Don't pass it up. Father, we come to you this time, this hour. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, talk to your people. This is Elder Bazaar telling you, receive Christ now. Confess with your mouth. Believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead and come on in. We ain't got too much time left. And let the Lord save your soul. And then when you get saved, God will use the Spirit to tell you to get baptized. If you got a brother or sister, amen.